The Massachusetts Attorney General is weighing in on the battle over a proposed Muslim cemetery in the central Massachusetts town of Dudley. The town has said that if it does issue a permit for the cemetery, it might put the issue up for a town meeting vote. The AG's office says that could be a violation of the religious rights of the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has been following the story. He has the latest now. Explain first, David, the Attorney General's opinion.
There are two parts of the law that come to play here, Lisa. First is what's called the Dover Amendment, that no zoning shall prohibit, regulate, or restrict the use of land for religious purposes. There's another part of the law that says no land shall be used for burial except by the permission of the town. In this case, the town of Dudley is saying that it would put the issue to a town meeting vote, and it insists that's the way to go. Well, the Attorney General's opinion today is that the law is very clear. There's nothing unclear about the law. It says that, in fact, religious uses of the land must be recognized, and to put the vote to a town meeting would be a violation of the civil rights of the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. And here is Howard Cooper, an attorney for the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester, this afternoon.
It's confirmation of what we've been saying all along, that this is a constitutionally protected religious use that needs to be treated as though it were any other religious cemetery.
And in addition to that opinion from the Attorney General, which is a very strong message to the town of Dudley, there's also a federal investigation out of the Justice Department of the town of Dudley. Interviews have been conducted by this U.S. Attorney's Office, and they are looking into the possible violation of the civil liberties of the Islamic Society because of the town's actions. So there's that second investigation going on, and all the indications are it's quite serious.
So the federal government, the state government are both involved now. What are local officials in Dudley saying in response?
In a statement today, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen of Dudley said, in fact, it wasn't our intention to break any law. It was because that there were two or more laws that may contradict one another that the board was not willing to choose which law to ignore, quote unquote. But in fact, it was the Islamic Society that had gone to the Attorney General for guidance, not the town of Dudley. And the Attorney General's office said it's absolutely clear which takes precedence, and that is you cannot regulate the religious use of land. And in fact, the town had been arguing that the actual burial practice was not even a religious rite.
This has taken up this entire year because first the Islamic Society went to Dudley town officials back in January seeking the permit. The permit was denied. So where do things stand right now at the end of the year?
The matter of the permit being denied back in May is in front of the state land court, but it hasn't played out. Of course, there's been a lot of controversy about it. There have been charges of Islamophobia, the town's reaction to what happened, the statements that were said. So we are not there yet, but there's certainly mounting pressure on the Board of Selectmen in the town of Dudley.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, thank you.
You're welcome.